I'm Mark Bayshore. The Lansing Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks 2 concert is tonight at MSU's Wharton Center. Current State's Melissa Benmark joins me now for a preview. Hi.
Hey, Mark Bayshore. The Cello Concerto by Edward Elgar and the Symphony No. 2 by Rachmaninoff are on the program. And I always talk to conductor Timothy Muffett before these concerts. Wanted to know why he put these particular pieces together for this concert.
There's a very clear design in my head. I love this era of the 20th century romantic. And there's a couple different ways to look at that phrase. You can look at 20th century composers with romantic roots or romantic composers that lived into the 20th century, and that's what we have here. And my take is that these both of these composers, although they remained highly traditional in the way they wrote, they were definitely informed and aware of the incredible upheaval in music that was happening around them. And that it may not appear on the surface of their music, but I think there's something underneath it, and there's something that colors it and informs it and makes their musical voices especially remarkable.
This particular piece by Elgar, probably, you know, most people will know him from Enigma Variations. The Cello Concerto, one of the last things he wrote, and I understand that he got the, I don't know if the inspiration is right, but that he was under for surgery on a tonsil of all things at 61, and when he came out he wrote down the theme. Is it the kind of deeply inward sort of piece that you'd expect from someone who has just sort of been inside themselves like that?
Well, and to complicate things too, his wife was sick at the same time, and so that may affect the flavor of the work to some degree. I'm not really sure. It was the last major composition that he wrote, because after his wife's passing, he really lost his creative spark. It is a very much an introspective work and a very thoughtful piece, so I think his personal life at the time may very well be a part of this piece, but I don't really know.
Tell us about the challenges of conducting the Rachmaninoff Second.
Well, it's a vast work, running in its full length over 50 minutes, and we do the whole thing. There were cuts that the composer sanctioned. I've always felt they were for the purpose of fitting on a LP, and why cut Rachmaninoff? It's all spectacular. So we do the whole thing. And the challenges are really, it's just very difficult music, and to retain transparency and clarity in the texture, I think, is one of the big, if you want to get into the technical side of things, one of the big challenges. To allow the piece, all of the detail of the piece, to speak amidst the remarkable passion and the remarkable emotional outpouring, the beauty is in the details.
Timothy Muffett, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And WKAR's Jody Knoll will host a preview conversation with cello soloist Joshua Roman at 7:15 p.m. in the Jackson National Lounge before the concert tonight.